You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Hi, good morning. Oh my gosh, how good was yesterday, huh? Wow. A sleeper day for sure. Like, yeah, quiet lift lines yesterday. Of course, not for peak. You know, the corral was full, but it could have been way busier. And oh my gosh, do we get some laps in? Hey, yeah. And I'm glad I wore the sunscreen as well. And you are gonna need it today. It is bluebird up there and cold temperatures too, with a predominantly westerly wind actually. But yeah, minus 15 at the Horseman Hut, minus 14 at the peak this morning, with even Pig Alley at minus 14 and a half degrees. Yeah. But with the sun and calm winds, we are due for an alpine high of minus 9. It is going to warm up somewhat, but in the valley, still say at minus 3. So yeah, freezing level below valley bottom. It's going to maintain that snow quality on shaded aspects, but I would not be surprised if we see some really, with it being March, you know, some solar effect today, and that affects our AVI risk. So we're going to talk about that. But yeah, wind speed wise, we are looking for calm winds. In the high alpine at the peak, you've actually got wind speeds of 20 to 45 k's an hour, but everywhere else below 20 kilometers an hour this morning. So quite like yesterday, you know, real major wind chill, just really cool kind of air temperature, you know. But these cool temperatures are expected to last in this range right until mid to late week, when, yes, you've seen it, we see a return of some precip on Thursday kind of night, Friday in particular, and it's going to dump over the weekend. So yeah, it'll be busy for sure. But if you're heading up today and you're traveling, you know, further afield, looking to do some touring, we're going to talk about that, because yeah, we still have a special avalanche warning in effect, and that has been extended. So we'll get to that in a second, because I was looking at the grooming report this morning, and yesterday either I missed it or Jimmy's Joker wasn't on the grooming report, but Jimmy's Joker was groomed yesterday. Yeah, having had that creek be really exposed all year, it's Jimmy's Joker got a lick yesterday. Love that rollover. So that was super fun. But yes, Tokum is groomed again today. I was hoping for, like, I don't know, a lower gear jammer or something, but that is not the case. Yeah, run of the day on Blackcomb today is Hughes Heaven, apparently. And the saddle is run of the day, along with Upper Dave Murray to Tokum on Whistler. So yeah, sunscreen and your sunny lens definitely needed today. And I did hear that apparently, according to a friend yesterday that I saw at the end of the day, like, we went up for more laps, and I skied from first chair till like 2:30 yesterday. It was a big day. But apparently Flute Bowl closed early yesterday. Are you aware of that? So yeah, let's talk about that AVI risk, because yeah, plenty of power stashes to hunt still inbounds. And the special public avalanche warning has been extended. Danger might reach high today in alpine and tree line on sun affected slopes, because sun, of course, can rapidly increase avalanche danger and may produce natural avalanche activity. So look for this affecting your skiing and terrain inbounds too. It advises that we should be sticking to low angle and supported terrain features. Considerable AVI danger below tree line, even with, yeah, a reiteration on South Coast Touring from a block test there from Mount Chief Pascal, you know, with a crust a meter down, with, yeah, snow running on that, and lots of loud whomping still to be heard in our snowpack. And yeah, still plenty of fun to be had, you know, inbounds is something to really consider, you know. And yes, I've heard for a lot of stories at Dusty's yesterday of Kyber's $1 million laps, but there's an article on the Peaks website about the some lost gears in K-Col. It wasn't just the five that were picked up by that snowcat at 11:30. There were eight people total, part of three separate ski groups that got stuck in and around K-Col and that terrain. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a hell of a ski day. Enjoy. Ride with friends. Snow immersion, very much something to consider too, you know? Like, yeah, ride safely. Ride with friends. And if you're carpooling and driving with friends, here's your Road and Valley Weather Report brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a vehicle for your next adventure in the Cedar Sky. Because, yeah, those temperatures are cool this morning. We knew with this high pressure incoming and the lack of cloud bank overnight, we knew it would be cold in the valley, and you bet your bottom dollar it is. We're talking -9. Oh, sunrise today was at 6. Let me double check. 40-something. Was it 45? Yeah, 6:45. With sunset being 6:02 tonight. Yeah, we're almost at 12 hours of daylight and nighttime. What with the clocks springing forward, actually, this Saturday night or Sunday at 3 a.m. So, yeah, you're going to lose an hour of sleep this Sunday. I don't know. But yesterday we had a high in the valley of like -1, looking for a high of 2 today with it being super sunny, and then a return of a few clouds this evening potentially, but still some cold overnight temperatures. We're looking at -8 to be the temp coming into dawn tomorrow. So yeah, cool conditions in the valley, and yeah, sunny. Wear your sunscreen, which means you're going to have a beautiful drive. Make sure you pull over to designated viewpoints to enjoy those views so you're not distracted on your drive. We are, Drew. It's a Tuesday. There'll be lower traffic volume for sure to be expected. But expect the unexpected too on your drive. Couple things. Well, of course, high volume to be expected this morning as people come up for their ski day. But on the Duffy Lake Road, the road has been cleared of snow, but definitely at elevation there. You know, you could expect winter driving conditions, some slippery sections on the way to Lillooet and back. And no cell reception means you need to be prepared too. Yeah, snacks, water, you name it, blanket. And there is going to be some roadside brushing happening in Squamish today with a right lane blockage northbound. That's in between Watts Point and Gonzales Creek. Mm-hmm. So that's up until the end of the week between like 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. So heads up on that one. Could well affect your drive. But yeah, look out for some overhead snow potentially falling today with those temperatures getting above freezing. Hey, yeah, some pretty gnarly icicles out there too. So when you're being a pedestrian and walking around, look out for that. With, of course, a bit of texture on certain side streets here in Whistler. I'm talking some, you know, war rumble strips as you come into intersections in certain areas. They are there. So, events-wise, what is happening for your Tuesday? Well, I'll tell you, what with it, of course, being karaoke night at the Crystal Lounge today. It's a Tuesday. Mm-mm. And après today comes in the form at the Dublin Gate of Tim & Co. Yeah, Tim & Co are going to be playing today for après at 9 p.m. with the Hair Farmers playing at Dusty's today. But at the library, they do have a Giller Book Club meeting. It's happening online via the library at 4 p.m. They'll be discussing The Islands with Dion Irving and Donna Bailey Nurse. And in a couple weeks, All the Color in the World is the next book they'll be discussing. They're discussing a book every 2 weeks. So you can visit the Giller Prize website and register for that. And also externally happening at 7 p.m. today is their preparation for the Canadian citizenship test. So if you've got that coming up or it's on your radar, a really great opportunity to have a free resource to help test you on that. And I need to confirm this, but tomorrow's cross-country skiing at the Whistler Olympic Park, you know, how they do it, but for much cheaper. Yes, you do, because I've told you about it most Wednesdays. It's just $10 for entry, $10 for rental, which you absolutely have to pre-book before you get there, from 3:30 until 9 p.m. Well, tomorrow, I believe, is the last night to enjoy that. Yeah, they still have extended hours until, I believe, 6:30 on Thursdays and Fridays. But yeah, tomorrow will be a doozy with that mix of sun and cloud and fresh snow. Yeah, I might see you there. But I tell you what I did see yesterday, and I'm sure you did too, if you were skiing Whistler and down to Red Chair doing backside peak laps, somebody getting into trouble on the cliff band right by the, to Looker's right of the base of Red Chair there. And oh boy, that was a spicy spot to be in. And with the ladder, the whole operation, very public. I'm glad they're okay. Wow. And hope, yeah, saw a lot of people hucking yesterday, and hope they're okay too. Definitely got some powder leg action on, haven't we, everybody? Yeah, feeling pretty tired. Well, well done. There's more to get after today for sure. And Out of Service, the Out of Service snowboard crew have been getting after it as well. And they have released episode 2 of their this season. So if you want to get frothed on fantastic snowboarding, check out of Service. Yeah, that'll get you pumped. And also to get you pumped will be the Laugh Out Live shows coming up on March 15th and 16th. And I am stoked to see that Sarah Williamson and Julie Pear are going to be performing on this one. Julie is hilarious, and yeah, that is going to come up real quick, and tickets are still available, and the location is different. It's going to be, oh no, it is at the Maury Young Art Center, pardon me. So yeah, their St. Patrick's Secret Powder Stash performance coming up real soon, including spring break too. Hey, yeah, so if you're looking for recommendations for people or for your own kids, I know Art Pop and Creekside are doing lots of programming for 3 to 11 year olds over March break, and The Point Artist Run Center are doing that as well. Yep, there's 2 acrylic painting workshops with Cass Dickinson, along with 2 opportunities to do a day of improv with Ira Peddle, and for kids and then teens as well. So that's coming up for spring break, which is, at the end of the month. Crazy. Starts, when March 20th, around there? I'll look that up. But what I also looked up was a couple people's birthdays. Oh my gosh, it is Lou Curry's birthday. Lou is a phenomenal friend, but also a phenomenal editor, like very talented film editor. And Lou, I wish you such a happy birthday, along with Antrian Lamoureux's birthday today too. Another wonderful creative, who's busy with bamboo. Hopefully not today and you have a day off, Antrian, but... two special, very, very special people today born, and some special throwback facts for you too. Oh, I got you with some trivia, of course, brought to you by Stinkies on the Stroll. Do you know that it was this day 22 years ago that the Osbournes, featuring, of course, Ozzy Osbourne and his family, apart from his eldest, premiered on MTV? That wasn't too bad, hey? that's true. Also on this day, back in 1971, Stairway to Heaven was played for the first time live, and it was in Belfast at Ulster Hall, by Led Zeppelin, on this day in 1971. You're welcome. Or how about that in 1558 on March 5th, smoking tobacco was introduced into Europe by Spanish physician Francisco Fernandez. rolled my R's there, didn't I? But also on this day too, check this out from Johnny Cash. Did you know that I'll get to that one. I need to roll down this tab here. But Madonna was at number 1 on this day in the year 2000. 24 years ago with her rendition of American Pie. Yeah. But check this out from Johnny Cash. In 1953, the Americans learned of Joseph Stalin's death when Johnny Cash, who was an Air Force staff sergeant, intercepted a coded message from Russia. You know that? I did not, but now you do, and we all do, so that's exciting. And today's joke of the day, I really think will make you giggle. It's from Coast Mountain Brewing, and if the number 666 is considered evil, well then technically 25.80697580111 is the root of all evil. maybe not my best work, but the track of the day is super fun from 2 young Australian musicians. Actually, Ukio is the producer. He's just 24, a multi-instrumentalist from Perth, actually, and featuring vocals from Ula, who is described as, something grunge, I've forgotten, hydro, I don't know, but Ula is a vocalist from Sydney, and she's been very popular on TikTok apparently. But their track, Control Alt Delete, Yes, in case you have a PC and need to do that. That's the name of the track. It is Track of the Day. I hope it sends you on your way for an awesome bluebird pow hunting day. But yeah, ride safe, take it easy, take snacks. You need them. And I'll chat to you tomorrow.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.